Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
True Confessions.
True Confessions.
Team PXY with your deepest secrets revealed.
Without the messy consequences.
This is Team PXY's True Confessions.
Confessions. Today's True Confession certainly hits close to home for me.
Yeah, the woman we're about to talk to wrote in her message to us that she wished she reacted the way you did when you and St. Courtney had to put your dog down.
I mean, you know, I was and still am, to be honest, a complete mess over. Obviously, more so is she. But I'm curious what this woman means by that. Like, do you want to be a blubbery mess?
Well, the voice changer is up and running, so let's have her explain everything. Good morning.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi. So I'm curious. You say your confession today also has to do with the passing of a significant other's pet.
Yeah. My boyfriend's cat just recently passed as well.
Well, we're certainly sorry to hear that.
Thank you. But that's kind of the problem. I'm not really sorry. And this is going to sound so heartless. I know it is, but if I'm being really honest, I'm happy it's gone.
Whoa. Jeez, that's harsh. Happy as in, like, dancing on the grave happy? Or what do we really mean by this?
No, I mean, it's not like that. I'm not like a complete monster. I just mean, I hated his cat. We did not get along at all.
Okay, so I'm going to go out on a little bit of a limb here. You guys didn't get this cat together.
No, he had it for years before we even met.
So you say you didn't get along. What exactly are you talking about?
So I always had this like suspicious feeling that the cat was jealous or something. I don't know, it was weird. Like it knew I was taking some of his attention away from it.
Okay, so like what are we talking about here? Like it would glare at you, give you the evil eye? I mean, what?
Oh, yeah, definitely that. But it would also swat at me sometimes or hiss at me. And its hair got everywhere. Honestly, I'm just not one of those cat people. I think they're disgusting. I think they're gross.
Wow, disgusting. It's a harsh word.
Yeah, coming for it.
They poop in a box that they walk around in, and then they lick their fur to bathe themselves. Seriously, that's just gross.
Yeah, you're definitely not a cat person. But I think that does that. You know, on a positive note, that does say something about your boyfriend and how much you like him to put up with the cat being part of your life. Obviously. Had you had the choice, that wouldn't have been how you would have handled it.
Totally. No, totally. But now that it's gone, he's so sad and he's depressed. And I guess I'm just struggling with how I'm supposed to act, you know?
Well, I mean, I can kind of relate being so close to Corey and Courtney. But let's be honest, I'm going to be 100% upfront. I'm not a dog person.
Yeah, which you've admitted, which is fine.
But like, I obviously felt for you because I knew you were both upset. So I guess I'm just trying to make it more about them than the pet, in my advice.
Yeah, totally. And look, even for me, like, our dog, you know, I love that little dog, but it all stemmed from her. I've never been a fan of little dogs before, but, you know, he ended up growing on me. Obviously, not the situation you're dealing with here.
No. I don't know. I guess I just feel guilty, though, because of all these moments where he's super sad, I'm just thinking, oh, thank God that thing's gone. His apartment is oh my God, it's gonna smell so much better now, guys.
My God. So what do you say in those moments? Nothing? You just sit there silent?
I mean, basically I'm normally a very transparent person. Some might even say brutally honest. So I'm really forcing myself to like not say exactly what I'm feeling. But I don't know if that's the right thing to do in this situation.
Well, we say it all the time on the show, how important honesty is in a relationship.
I mean, we do. I'm not sure it applies here, though. Like, the last thing I'd want to hear if I was your boyfriend is you being like, oh, it's just a stupid cat. I mean, that was the whole point of me talking about the dog. They're more than just our pets, right? They're family. And honestly, if you're honest about it and you're like, yeah, I see you're super emotional about that whole litter box thing, but your apartment's going to smell so much better. Like, I don't know. You might come off as a little harsh, and I think that could potentially create resentment between you two. And I know that's certainly not what you want to do.
I mean, it could, but also she stated she's a very transparent person. So, I mean, it's not like he should be surprised by this.
I mean, maybe. I'm not in this guy's head. I don't know how he would react, but seems a little dangerous to me.
See, but this is why it's confusing. I really don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's do this. Let's throw it out there to the listeners. If you were this guy, your beloved pet just passed away, you're in shambles about it. Do you really want the person you're in a relationship with being honest about not liking it? If you want to call into the show, 222-9800, code PXY, safe text line at 69822 is open as well.
Well, we'll certainly see what we can find out for you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
And we promise not to read any of the mean texts about how you're a monster because you don't
and
like
heartless.
Please, I don't even want to know, please.
Got a bunch of people up on hold right now. 222-9800. Dustin from Canandaigua, what's going on, man?
I don't think she should be honest.
Don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, it's a delicate time. You know, he's grieving. He's down in the dumps. You don't want to see the other person delighted by something that makes you so sad.
Right, but on the bright side, she's looking at all the nice points. You know, his apartment's not going
to
stink.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that stuff in the moment. Like, right. you don't want people to rationalize with you. You just want to be able to be sad and have them be there for you, right?
Okay.
Yeah, like he said, he's a family member. I mean, if you think of him as a family member, would you want her to be saying that about a family member? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm so glad your grandpa's gone. He was kind of a jerk. Like, no one would ever say that. No, one would ever say
no,
that.
No, you're right.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in this morning. You have a great one, okay? Chelsea from Stafford checking in for Team PXY True Confessions this morning. What do you think of that woman that just called about the fact that she is just delighted that her boyfriend's cat has died?
I just think she probably shouldn't say anything. I am a dog lover myself, and I have two dogs. And I've actually been in situations where, like, my boyfriends have told me that they didn't even want, like, my dog sleeping in bed, and they've always done that. So I'm just like, there's the door then, because I'm going to pick my dogs first.
If you're going to put me in a situation where you give me the ultimatum, I'm sorry, but you're going to lose.
Yeah, I mean, my pets are like my kids, and they've been there before you, so I mean.
Right. Yeah, I get that. Very strong bond.
There is a text coming through on the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. This person saying that she should be honest because if she's not, there's a high chance this guy gets another cat. If she is honest, they say that, well, maybe they won't get another one because obviously she's not a fan.
I don't think she should be honest and say anything. He's kind of grieving right now. I think she should just kind of put her feelings aside and maybe talk to him about it later.
Yeah, table that discussion. Probably not a bad idea.
Guys, I just feel like there's no way that he didn't know that she disliked the cat. Like, there's no way that this is new information, right?
But it's still...
got in a relationship with him knowing that he had a cat. And she can't just expect him to get rid of the cat.
And there's a difference between knowing and having the person, like, shove it in your face, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I don't think she should say anything. I think she should wait. Now's not the time.
Got it. Chelsea, thanks for calling in this morning. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye. Shelly from Canandaigua, what do you think? So far, everyone we've talked to, for the most part anyways, is saying keep your mouth shut.
What purpose does it serve? Most people who say I'm brutally honest, it's because somebody needs to hear something.
Yeah. Right.
In this situation, how does he need to hear her feelings on his cat?
Okay, Shelly, I hear you. I really, really do. But I think that he needs to hear her opinion because let's say he didn't know that she wasn't a big fan of the cat, which I don't know how you can't know something like that. But what if he's ready to full send and get a new cat and she's like, can I be honest about something? And then it's too late. It's like you were fake grieving with me this whole time.
Yeah,
it just doesn't make any sense.
I guess that's her worry, is the fact that she's feeling like she's being fake about it.
Well, you don't have to actually... mourn the cat, just be supportive of him.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was trying to get at with her. Because that's real. Like, if the person you're with and you love this person is hurting, it shouldn't matter what the reason is. Like, you should be able to empathize with them and you know, feel bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's two sides of the coin, Shelly.
Yeah.
There always is.
Seems like one side's heavier, though,
yeah,
at this point. Right. Shelly, thanks for calling in. You have a great one.
You too.
Just checking the poll up on Facebook we put up there. Yeah, this is overwhelming. This girl should keep her mouth shut. 86% of the people saying, nah, just be quiet.
All right.
Zip it.
I hope she's listening.
Zip it. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.